I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Time to take KSL Outdoors. This is Utah's most listened to program about hunting, fishing, camping, and high adventure. All the gear you need to buy, where the fish are biting, and secret places in Utah and around the world where you can have a blast. KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day as we get started here on what should be a beautiful weekend with temperatures maybe as warm as they have been all week into the lower 70s today and tomorrow. So if you thought, the last of the fall days to really get out and enjoy just about anything in the outdoors were done, we've got another treat for you coming up over the next 2 days. Tim Hughes from the studios of Triad Center in downtown Salt Lake City. Just a reminder that we're recording this program on Thursday, and it's great to have you out there on that side of the radio. Russ Smith, as we speak, we may or may not hear from him. He is on his way out to the West Desert. I think the Pony Express 100 is taking place out there, which is an annual event that he helps do some of the logistics and communications on. And boy, have they picked a good, beautiful weekend for that as well. So we'll keep the lines open just in case he decides to give us a jingle. But in the meantime, seems like everybody's either on the road or just back off the road. Navadopsis is actually headed north to Big Sky Country as we speak. Hey.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks for asking. On my way to do some fishing all weekend.
Of course, we've established the fact that Mickey is now living up there. Mickey and Drew are in Missoula, Montana, so I would guess that's probably the destination or somewhere thereabouts.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm often headed to Montana for a fishing weekend, and now that my son lives there, the only difference is my wife wants to come.
She didn't used to like road trips with you unless he was on the other end, huh?
Yeah, standing in a river to your waist in a snowstorm isn't her thing.
Not mine either.
But since Mickey's now a part of the equation, she's all in.
I had some pictures show up, which happens from time to time on my Facebook, of that trip we made to the Madison, and I think it was 9 years ago, and you'll notice I haven't gone on any of those since.
I know, Tim. I don't tell people you're a wimp, so just so you know, I don't backtalk you or anything.
You know what? Feel free. I don't shy away from the fact that I did not have a great day. First of all, I hadn't gotten the skills of fly fishing down quite yet, and to be honest, I still haven't. But to do it on a day when I couldn't feel my fingers was not an attractive thing for me.
Well, it was my fault for not helping you get dressed, frankly. Like I always say, there's no bad weather, just bad clothing. And people think your fingers get cold because you're not wearing gloves. Your fingers are cold because you didn't overheat your torso.
All
that's
right.
The key.
Well, I've told you can tell everybody I'm a wimp, but please don't tell them that you help me get dressed from time to time. That's also awkward.
All right. I'll go with that.
Okay. So in place of Russ this morning, we've got Bob and Mark going to be with us for the entire program. It's the Road Tripping with Bob and Mark gang. Bob, you first. You just got off the road, right?
I did. I just barely got off over the weekend. Well, I guess that's not barely, but I just got off over the weekend from 2 weeks of touring and a long 2 weeks. I was ready to get home at the end of it.
I'm sure you were, but on the other hand, it probably feels good to get back out there with a tour group, even if it was a private one.
Yeah, it was, it was like an out-of-body experience. It was just really different this year than previous years.
How so?
Well, I mean, it's just when I'm walking in the outdoors and I see people wearing masks in the outdoors, it's just not a natural thing to me. And it's just kind of weird, I think. But I understand the reasoning behind it. But it was mostly folks, who are visiting from out of the area that are in areas that are more restricted with tighter guidelines.
Remind our listeners, was this the Grand Circle Tour?
No, this were These were two back-to-back Mighty Five tours. So it was covering the southern Utah from end to end. All five national parks and a whole bunch of stuff in between.
Yeah, we did a story this morning. Again, this is Thursday. Did a story this morning on Utah's Morning News about the fact that if a bill actually makes its way through, which is, you know, unknown at this point, we might be talking the Mighty Six instead of the Mighty Five sometime soon.
Yeah, I saw that. Chris Stewart brought that up earlier, and he's reintroduced the bill to propose a sixth national park in the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument region.
Yeah, probably tough to get something like that off the ground with everything that's happening back in Washington right now, but something to talk about anyway. And also, Mark Wade is with us live from his basement this morning, which is almost as exciting as my usual reports.
Well, while Bob was gone doing his, you know, park-to-park experiences, I was actually on the east side of Zion National Park, jumping into some slot canyons and some backcountry for a few days at least. And later in the show, we'll come back and talk some more about that.
Yeah, actually, I'd like to be able to do that coming up in the next half hour and familiarize our audience a little bit with Zion Ponderosa Ranch. Bob, I think you were with us when we did a broadcast there, but it's been a while.
It has been. I think we did broadcasts from all over the place. But, yeah, I believe we did one from there. I think it was when Michael Kane was still there.
Yeah, right. And I had known him for a project or a business that he had just outside of Jackson Hole once upon a time.
Yeah, he was up there at the
Something Ranch.
Escapes me. Yeah, it was. Yeah, he was right at the confluence there.
Lone Eagle.
Yeah, Lone Eagle. That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, we had crossed paths on several occasions. Navi, we've got Fish Bites coming up in the next half hour as well, and I just wanted to let everybody know that I posted a picture, and maybe we can talk about this if we get a good cell signal on your road trip, about the fact that the brown trout are headed into the spawn right now.
Absolutely. This is the best time to fish for browns. They're starting to get their reds, and they're totally hungry. But also, they attack anything that's near their reds. So any reason to bite my fly is a good one.
Yeah. So we'll hold off on that. I don't know if you've picked any other places to talk about specifically for fishing today, but you're headed to do some fishing up in Big Sky Country. Rivers, I'm going to guess?
Yeah, well, absolutely. We're going to float a couple of them. Well, actually, three of them. We're going to float the Rock, and we're going to float the Blacksmith. And we think in the third one will be the Bitterroot. But, yeah, listen to me on Fish Bites. So I'm still going to talk about Utah fishing because all the rivers came down today. This is Thursday, and you're going to know about it on Saturday.
Why would they – well, I guess now they're going to start trying to keep as much of that water up there as they can, not knowing what Mother Nature is going to bring us, huh?
Well, all the irrigation contracts end on the 15th of October, which was yesterday. So they will shut down, I don't know, at midnight or whenever their contract ends. So today will be the first day that all the rivers are down low. And the fishing will be incredible as a result. And it's already fishing great. The temperatures have been perfect.
All right. So we'll look forward to that coming up with Fish Bites later in this half hour to sort of wrap things up. I also have posted quite a few videos on our Facebook page that are exciting, and I'm trying to get some audio out of this, but it doesn't seem to want to be cooperating. I'll have to work on that during the break. Anyway, some great stuff from the Division of Wildlife Resources that we'll share with you. Maybe this will do it. No. All right, we'll work on that coming up in just a minute. But among the things we're going to talk about is this cougar video that's getting so much attention this week with just outside of Provo. What was the name of the canyon? Was it Stone Canyon?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I saw it on a couple channels on, you know, live NBC National.
Yeah, it made national news. We will follow up on that. And actually, this morning, we're going to talk with Scott Root, who has been doing a lot of the press after this video came out. And if you've missed it, I don't know how you did. It was a guy who was on a run up the canyon and came around a corner and saw some cubs, some cougar cubs, which is always a sign Mama's not far away. And Mama stopped him in his tracks on the trail and started backing him up to get him away from the cubs, and it went on for 6 minutes. And about every 30 seconds, this Mama Cougar would charge him just to let him know not to try anything. And I'm telling you, I don't think I would have reacted as well as this guy did. But we're going to talk about it with Scott Root on what you should do in a situation like that. And it sounds like the guy did just about everything right in keeping himself safe and keeping the animals safe, for that matter, in that confrontation. Wyatt Bubach will also be with us. That is Captain Wyatt Bubach from the Division of Wildlife Resources. And we'll talk about some poaching numbers that I – oh, here's some of that audio now. Why it didn't work the last time, I don't know. But Cody Evans had posted this video of a giant elk just walking towards him. He gets within probably 10 yards of him, and the sounds will get hunters ready to go for the big game season. But these poaching numbers that are out have to be, I would hope, way above the norm. And 258 animals in Utah illegally killed since August. 857 wow. citations. We'll run through some of those numbers. Yeah, it's crazy. With Captain Bubach coming up here at the top of the next hour. But guys, let's take a break. We'll do that. When we come back, we'll have some news of the week. And also coming up, I want to learn more from Mark about Ponderosa Ranch. So kind of refresh my memory on some a great trip that we took some years ago. So stay with us. More of KSL Outdoors is on the way.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, time for a little news of the week. Navidomskis is on the road, actually headed to Montana. Wish I was in the back seat. Going to spend some time up there with family and do some fishing for the weekend. And Bob Grove and Mark Wade are also with us. As I mentioned earlier, Russ Smith is on the road. He's on his way out to the West Desert. Real quick, I just want to mention this from the Division of Wildlife Resources, that you can apply for sportsman's permits, one of the most, if not the most, prized big game hunting permits. The time to apply is coming up soon. It'll be October 21st, so this next week. To be included in the permit drawing, you have to submit your application no later than 11 p.m. on November 10th. So there's a window there. And again, you just go to wildlife.utah.gov or stop by the nearest DWR regional office. But you can apply for species. One sportsman permit is offered for each of the following species: buck deer, buck pronghorn, bull elk, bull moose, desert bighorn sheep, and the list goes on and on, all the way down to cougars. All right, speaking of cougars, we were talking about this video, and I'm sure all three of you have seen it.
Oh yeah, yes. I'm wondering on your Facebook page, Tim, which one is the actual footage?
Well,
you posted two.
Yeah, you already have a little insight to what's coming here, but I was going to tell everybody, yes, we're going to talk about the cougar video here, but not that cougar video, but this cougar video. Listen closely. And
a good little cute cat.
I'll have to describe
Go
it to
away.
You.
Big and scary.
Somebody decided to do a little parody of what happened in the actual video, so let me just pause this to explain what I'm looking at. Somebody decided to recreate in a minute and a half that 6-minute video, only this time you see a cougar in the form of probably 240-pound man with a purple wig, full beard, in a tie-dyed tank top with pants that are way too tight, coming out of the bushes and following this guy down the trail. Let's listen.
Hosh. Hosh.
All right. Now here we go.
little dialogue between the two.
I'm very well established.
No! Get the Kuwait! Get the Kuwait! Holy go get your babies.
They're at college.
Not coming back down, I promise.
Go get your babies. They're in college. This one is also getting a lot of attention on the viral web with a cougar stalking a man for 6 minutes during his run. It's just a play on what happened the other day. And I was wrong, by the way. It's not Rock Canyon. It is Slate Canyon just above Provo. Navi, did you see that video? Or have we lost Navidovskis? Oh, boy. You know what? I think we lost him. Cell service may have dropped off. Anyway, Bob, I know you saw it.
I did. In fact, my wife shared it. I got the original video, and I shared it on my Facebook page, and then she came across this and shared it with me. And
yeah.
I was going to say, I'm like you, Tim. I was expecting that. I mean, it was just a matter of, okay, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Yeah. It really is funny. It's not getting near the attention that the other video is. And just a reminder that we will talk about that 6-minute video that now has aired all around the country. And I'm going to guess has even received attention around the world. Scott Root from the Division of Wildlife Resources will be joining us for that. Scott is usually the source, by the way, of a lot of our trail cam videos that he collects, you know, because it's part of his job. But then he shares, he edits them, puts video to them, and really become amazing videos to watch. I don't know whether he's responsible for the one that I'm about to mention, but I did put it on our Facebook page for anybody that wants to see. And it was views from Lake Hardy near Bighorn Peak. And this, I'm going to guess, trail cam was in place, and these mountain goats just saunter along with a beautiful view in the background. And so if you get a chance to log into KSL Outdoors Radio, make sure and check that out on our Facebook page.
I've got a question for you, Tim.
Yeah.
If you're being chased by a mother cougar, are you holding your phone out, taking video of it?
You mean a real cougar?
Yeah.
A real cougar. It wouldn't be my first thought, but when I saw the video, I thought, I wonder when this guy pulled the camera out of his pocket. And my guess is it was when he first saw, you know, the little ones making their way down the trail. He thought it would be cute to get a little video of that, and then figured out, uh-oh, you know, where there's babies, there's mamas.
Yeah, I think originally he thought those were bobcats.
Maybe.
The babies. I think he mentioned that in an interview, but... But I mean, this is today. I mean, this is today's age that everybody's trying to get that video to put on social media to go viral, and he's going to be a sensation now, a media sensation through being able to do that. But I don't think that's one of the things that I would be thinking of as I'm getting stalked by a cougar,
particularly when you see the video in this. This cougar actually charges him. I said it happens about every 30 seconds. She just backs him off a little bit more and is coming full steam with her ears tucked back and her tail down. I think I would have dropped the phone at that point. Anyway, we'll talk more about that coming up. I do want to break for news on the half hour here, guys. And on the other side, we'll see if we can reestablish the connection with Navidomskis on the road. And that may be him calling right now. And... we'll talk about Ponderosa Ranch with Mark's help when we come back. Stay with us.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately... we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.